Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Whoever kills Carrot Top gets Santa Claus into a slightly beefier Carrot Top body. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. I 2 seconds ago realized I didn't pick one, and so I pulled up the old website, and the first one I saw, I read. So I hope you enjoy that. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Stop Eating Bees. Boy, Stop Eating Bees has got a lot of catchphrases on lately.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow. That is a palindrome, my friend, and we'll be talking palindromes a little later with our special guests coming up a little later. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Exciting show today. We have an inventor coming up. We have a spokesperson. Before that, though, we have, I guess they're spokespeople in their own way. They are also inventors of words that come out of their mouths. And they have a new podcast where they're debuting their inventions, their words, called Did You Get My Text? And it is out now wherever podcasts are sold, and I do hope you guys are selling these. please welcome. Okay, well, let me run down some of the credits. He's an old friend of the show, stand-up comedian, has been in movies such as Big Fan and Young Adult,
which I was good in.
You were very good in
those. Yes. Movies.
That is a callback to something that we were talking about before. That's not just Patton saying that he's good in a movie.
That's
a callback to a previous conversation.
I could have been great, but I was good.
Okay. Well, all right. She has been in movies such as The Journey of Natty Gann. Mm-hmm.
Dream Why, Little Dream.
And other things. They have this new podcast together.
And by the way, Lake Placid, which I saw in a group with you, Scott, at the Old Galaxy Theater. A whole bunch of us went and saw Lake Placid.
What was Lake Placid again?
With Oliver Platt.
Oliver Placid? Did he change his name after that movie came out because it was such a big hit?
You know.
Wait, I saw Anaconda with you.
Crocodile.
I don't know that I saw Lake Placid, my man.
You know what?
Big animal.
At the Galaxy, my good sir.
But I went back to the Galaxy with another big group of us, and we all saw Lake Placid.
I don't believe I saw Lake Placid. I'm sorry to say. By the way, speaking of that long black thing, It'll amplify your voice a little more.
God, you're right.
Have you ever done stand-up comedy before?
You know what? I did Conan last night. It went pretty well. And I'm thinking maybe I'm going to...
You're going to try it out?
Look, I love that it was leaning back to... You know, Scott, what the hell is wrong with me?
Ruminating upon Lake Placid.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show, Patton Oswalt, and for the first time, Meredith Salinger. Hello, guys.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
It is indeed my pleasure. And I mentioned it briefly, but you guys, this is your first podcast as a married couple. Have you done podcasts before getting married together, or is this the first podcast as both a non-married or married couple?
Well, we literally just got married.
Yeah.
Really? Just right before this?
Like right before.
In the other room?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, look, you guys built that little chapel over there.
That is true. We have the Elvis impersonator there.
It's very convenient.
On standby. He had a mask on. I had no idea.
And it wasn't an Elvis mask. It was a Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura mask. It was very
strange.
Weird.
Very strange. Neither of us have ever done a podcast, and then we...
We've been guests, but never hosts.
Oh, guests,
That's
but never
right.
hosts.
That's right. It's an entirely different thing.
Oh,
an entirely different skill set. Basically, when you're the host, you got to be as dumb as possible and ask stupid questions
and let the guests run.
The problem is it's just me and Patton. So yeah, I guess you're as dumb as you possibly can be. And I'm not.
I think ours is one of the many podcasts.
That was a slam.
And notice how I just bulldozed right back.
This is like a real King of Queens type of situation.
Yep.
Which of course Patton was on, but not, I'm saying as the titular King of Queens.
If anything, I was a knave of Queens.
That's
I was
right.
one of the co-stars. So this is one of the many podcasts that came out of the pandemic. Two people trapped in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized...
Which house were you trapped in? Was this a haunted house that you were trying to win from a billionaire who said if you can stay the entire night?
By the way, in that house, the house on Haunted Hill, one of the challenges of staying in the haunted house was, like, skeletons just came out. Like, that would be,
right.
for some reason, that someone's, I'm out, I can't.
No, not skeletons.
Oh, no.
Put some flesh and muscles on that.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. No, you can keep the $1 million. I'm not looking at a skeleton.
Yeah, was anyone attacked in that movie, or?
No, just they were kind of, like,
they just
bothered.
Were floating around?
Yeah, they're just kind of, people
hey,
would bother
Hey, float
them.
Around all you want if I'm going to win a house at the end of this.
I don't care.
Just close your eyes and hide in your sleeping bag. It'll be over soon.
Yeah,
win.
Yeah. What do you care?
Like, what do you, don't walk through the house. Don't
right,
go
yeah, yeah.
through the scary dungeon.
Exactly.
Just stay in one corner.
Yeah, barricade yourself
and just
in a room.
Close your eyes.
See you in the morning.
Done with it.
I think a lot of podcasts came out of the pandemic. I really do. And I think this was us being stuck together and then realizing, oh, wait a minute. We're never more than 60 feet apart in this house. And all we do is text each other all day.
You have a tiny, tiny house, by the way. It's 60 feet by 60 feet.
That was it. Yeah.
360 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we met.
And there's a pool, which I was like, what
well,
is going on
but
here?
You know what? It's a Murphy pool. It folds
yeah,
back
exactly.
up into the side of the house. We need that space during the day. So we have a Murphy pool.
Does Morgan Murphy sleep in a Murphy bed? If not, she should get a whole line of them together. This is her calling, I feel.
Yes, absolutely.
You were saying, Meredith?
Well, I was just saying we're much more comfortable texting each other because when we first met, we didn't have, we texted each other for 3 months.
That's right.
Right.
2 hours every night before we even spoke on the phone or met in person.
Were you surprised at what your voices sound like? Patton's voice, I mean, maybe you saw Ratatouille once or twice beforehand, so you had an inkling. But.
I actually said, like, right before we were supposed to meet each other, we had set a date, and I said, we should probably talk on the phone. And then he's like, okay, I'll call you. And then he called, and I go, hello, and he's like, hello, and I go, I can't do this. And I go,
click.
And then, like, I think I called him back a minute later, and I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah, it was very, very surreal.
So this is 2 months of texting? What
Three.
Were... Three months of texting. What, did you have unlimited data? What was going on?
I hate to give him credit, but Facebook brought us together.
It's, oh, thank you, Zucky!
Zucky! Zucky helped me get lucky. we were...
If you ever run into him, please just say that to him. Zucky helped me get lucky! And then waggle your eyebrows.
Yeah, and then I'll get tased by his security. We were on a... We have friends in common, and a friend of hers, Martha Plimpton, likes to throw these dinner parties / salons where she invites
mm-hmm. That's a fancy
people.
Term. If you've never been to a salon, if you're in the flyover states, you're not on one of the coasts, a salon is basically like it's a dinner party, but people bring up intellectual questions toward the end of it and you have to act smart? Is that essentially what they are?
Well, exactly, no. It was more like, I have all these random interesting friends and they should probably meet each other. And 12 people were invited. He didn't end up coming. Everybody went. I texted the next day. I was like, Martha, best dinner party ever. Dude, you missed the best fucking lasagna.
Right.
And then he happened to be online and he's like, oh my God, I was supposed to be there. And then we ended up being online at the same time and we were texting each other back and forth for like 2 hours. And he was like, this is fun. Same time tomorrow. And I was like, all right.
Huh.
And my mom literally was like, I was single for 100 years. She's like, you're never going to meet anybody at home in your pajamas. And literally, I was home in my pajamas in bed.
You went to the dinner party.
Yeah.
And you didn't meet anyone there. No. Why weren't you at the dinner party, Pat? What is going on?
I know exactly why. I had flown in from Austin, Texas that morning.
Were your arms feeling exhausted?
You know, it's weird. My arms were so tired. I'm like, I can't lift a soup spoon. What am I? So I just stayed. And by the way, if I had gone to that dinner party, we would
it
not
never
have,
would have happened.
No, because I would have been jet lagged. Hi.
No.
Sweaty. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
still wearing your life preserver. I'm presuming the plane went down.
Yeah, exactly. And I swam to shore.
You were on that Sully plane, weren't you?
I was on the, hey, you know, there you go.
Those Miracle on the Hudson. Like all those souls were saved.
People on a really what? How valuable are the souls on a commuter flight to? To Manhattan, really? Are they that?
You know
valuable?
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where was he going? Where was he supposed to land? You don't hear about that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Where was he going?
It's like, dude, land where you're supposed to land, and then you'll be a hero.
Right.
Instead, you're landing in the middle of the fucking water. Get the fuck out of here! Right. Anyway, guys. Anyway, gang. So you guys met, you fell in love over text, and then nowadays you're in your home and you're texting back and forth because that's how you like
that's
to communicate.
Mode.
That's our mode, man.
It's much easier to communicate that way.
I understand. I do that with my wife too. It's like even literally if we're even just 20 feet away and I don't want to slightly raise my voice, I'm just fucking text her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've been sitting side by side in bed watching something, and I've texted her something like, what the fuck is this? Like, you couldn't just turn and comment on what we're watching, you idiot.
You think the actors in the TV will hear you?
Oh, my God. What if I'm afraid? I don't want, oh, my God.
I don't want to insult them.
Yeah, I don't want Ian McShane coming through the screen and punching me.
So then what is the show? Did you get my text? Is it you guys just talking to each other? Do you have guests? Are you texting each other constantly during the show? Because I don't know if that would make a very compelling podcast.
We just text each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 45 minutes of silence.
You can hear us clicking. Yeah,
okay, you turn your sounds on.
We
okay,
do
that's
turn the
good.
Sounds
well,
on.
I like the clicks.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like when you play backgammon and the dice roll, and you can hear that rolling dice.
Yes.
The backgammon games. We just like the sound.
And people have to figure out the code from the clicks.
Yeah.
Right.
And how many.
Figure out what we're saying.
This sounds great.
It's innovative. Every other podcast, it's voices, people talking.
It's like, shut up already.
Like, we've covered the human
it's
voice.
It's like, get the fuck out of here, right? This is my new guy.
Wow.
I'm really enjoying doing it.
We go through our text threads and say, hey, you sent me this. What was the, or if we see something, because we're always, we text, like, we see something online and go, oh my God, read this or look at this picture. And then it just. If you see something, text something.
And then we finally sit down and talk about the things we'd been texting all week.
So are these the current texts, or are you going through the classics when you were courting over the 3 months?
Oh my God, babe,
or
we should do that.
Maybe that'd be like once a month or something. You go to do, did you get my text classics?
Oh, we should do, wow.
Oh my God,
that's
you just gave
idea.
Us a whole segment.
Dude.
You get a percentage.
I give these away for free. I know podcasts.
All right, that's what we're going
to
do.
Any podcast advice you need, come to me, baby.
Oh my God, please.
Dude, we're talking to Podcasterman, right?
You're talking to one of the guys on Mount Podmore. It's me, Conan O'Brien, Mark Maron, and whoever the woman is who did Serial or whatever the fuck it was called.
That's it.
That's it.
To the four
and
of us.
And now, Patton Oswalt and Merritt Stone.
Yeah.
You're climbing up the mountain. You're like Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
We're holding on
but
for
like
dear
that,
life.
It's like that first time you're in a movie, but you like win an Oscar for the first thing you've done.
That was
did
Carrie.
That happen to you with Journey to Ned Again? I wasn't paying attention that year.
I didn't act. That movie was nominated for an Oscar.
Was it real? Which one?
Best costume.
Best Oscar? Is that what you said?
Best costume.
Best costume. Whose costume? Was it you with a hat?
Yep.
Whoa, yep. That's pretty good. That's an iconic image.
Yeah, it is.
You in the hat.
We didn't win, but that's okay. I was nominated for Best Actress at the Youth and Film Awards, and I did win.
Oh, for what?
Best Actress.
For what movie, I guess.
The Journey of Patty.
Oh, the same movie. Okay, yeah. That was a good one,
There's
I guess.
There's like the Youth and Film Awards, which is like the mini Academy Awards for people under 25. So it was like me and Drew Barrymore, and she was nominated for Firestarter. I won.
It just goes to prove... If you want to win Best Oscar for Costumes, put a hat on your characters.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, stopping at the neck? Yeah. That's not Oscar worthy.
No.
Put on a cap.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
out of here.
Sorry. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'll give you podcast advice. Okay, you give me comedy advice. I could use some. So this comes out every week, or does it?
Yeah, man, every
this is
Tuesday.
When I'm running out of questions, by the way, is no, when I get into like scheduling.
So you guys sit in a chair when you record it? Or do you have a beverage nearby?
Totally scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I think it's every Tuesday, right, honey?
Every Tuesday. A new one drops.
A new one. And is this what you're going to be doing for the foreseeable future?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forever,
why not? Why stop?
Because we're constantly texting each other. So why not?
Yeah, it's fun. Do you guys record it at home? Is that...
Yeah, although this past month we've been recording it over Zoom because I've been in
Syracuse.
Doing a movie in Syracuse that he loved.
Wonderful. Syracuse.
A great creative collaboration.
Yep. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, look, this sounds dynamite. Did you get my text?
Nope. Did you text us?
This is a good bit.
I know.
Please, I enjoy this bit.
I wonder who's done this before. Anyone done a bit like this before?
Never.
I didn't get your text. No, the pug.
It's out on Tuesdays, but you can binge however many episodes are out right now. Mm-hmm. You can get to these. They're all out and listen to it every week. And you're not on Mondays, which is good because that's my day.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we didn't do it.
Thank you so much.
Do not do it on his day.
The guys over at they were like, just don't even, I don't even want you to say Monday out loud because he'll know.
He'll be
ever?
Pissed.
Don't
ever.
Yeah, they were
you just
like,
did.
No. Well, but like you're
recounting a conversation, but you said it.
I wasn't the one who said, hey, it's like I'm describing someone who drew Muhammad. I didn't draw him.
Okay,
it's the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Please.
Well, this is good shit. Did you get my text? Out now. We need to get to our next guest, if that's okay. Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't we?
Please.
We have so many great guests. Why Terry? We have an inventor, and he's been on the show before. Really interesting guy. He has invented a few things. I remember one is there's some sort of maneuver that he invented. Please welcome back to the show, Henry Heimlich.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
This is Patton. This is Meredith.
Hello, Patton. Hello,
Hi.
Meredith.
Wow.
How are you?
Do you know these guys' work? Do you ever see that famous hat on Ned again?
Yes. It was a big hat.
No. You're miming a sombrero right now.
Yeah, you're...
I was thinking of the guys who play the music.
No. That's the
guys who play big bass.
No. Okay. That's not what you're thinking. Natty Gann had
little newspaper man cap.
Yeah, exactly. Were you guys newspaper man in that movie? You and John Cusack?
John Cusack was a drifter.
Oh.
Just a homeless dude looking for work.
Unhoused.
Unhoused.
We say.
Oh, is that what we say?
That's what we say
but
now,
But not back
I
then.
Not
he
back then,
hobo.
No. He was a hobo, yeah.
But what is hobo? Is it hopping boxcars? What does hobo stand for?
That is interesting. I didn't
Homeward
realize it
bound?
Was...
Homeward bound? Hopping trains to get
Were you
home?
In that movie, Homeward Bound?
In that same cap?
Yeah, you'd think. That movie had a dog, too.
Yes,
you ever see
did.
That movie, Journey of Natty Gann? She took a journey.
Yeah, so you're at the Mexican restaurant.
No, you're thinking of going to a Mexican restaurant and a mariachi band.
Well, you're stuck on that hat. You're really stuck on that hat.
I'd mentioned one hat, and you are thrown.
I got very thrown.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you guys. I'm very excited. My name's Henry Heimlich.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I mentioned you invented something. I couldn't quite remember what it was.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, that's you.
That's me. Yes.
You're the titular Heimlich.
Yes, you sneak up behind someone.
That was right. Yeah, I remember.
I didn't know that was. I'm
the
sorry.
Last time he was on, I remember we talked about this a lot. You meant it for it to be a sneaking surprise.
Yes, people
movement.
Are so obvious with the maneuver now. But I originally, when I invented it, I wanted to be more of a sneak. You see somebody choking on cheese, handful of nuts, so things like this.
We know what the typical things people choke.
Little cube of meat,
yes,
unchewed. You know? Right.
Oh, that, he knows what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Did you hear the sound first and you were like, I got to solve this?
Yes, I heard the sound. And then afterwards, people were like dying. And I was like, what is this? What is this?
How many dead people did you see before you were like, I got to do something? Yeah. I got to get involved.
Hundreds of ignored deaths from me. And I'm a thoracic surgeon. So this was tough for me to put up with.
Sure,
of course. And I was like, what is happening? People say this is choking. It goes down their windpipe. So I said, what can I do?
Wow, you know all the technical terms. Wow.
Yes, windpipe.
Sure.
Windpipe, blood pipe.
Sure, yeah, all the pipes.
No, I don't. Yeah. Are they called blood pipes?
Blood pipes, I believe, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, poop pipe.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yes.
I mostly specialize in the pipes. Heart. But right. You sneak up to sign.
The love pipe.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's right.
The love pipe.
Yes.
And the love tube.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Yes. You put the love pipe in the love tube.
I feel like we're getting way in the weeds on technical terms here, and I want to get back to the how you came up with the Heimlich maneuver.
Right. Yes. Well, I was tripping on mushrooms and
that's right.
Wow, I didn't know
in the
any
woods,
of this.
And I saw an angel who was ignoring me, who was eating a Starbucks snack pack, started choking, and I came up behind her, and I wanted
to surprise her.
I wanted to surprise her, and she said, what are you doing? Who are you? Why are you sneaking?
And angels are corporeal? You could grab them? Did we cover this?
Yes,
I feel like all of this was covered on the previous episode.
I don't know if that part was covered, but now in hindsight, it must have been just a person that looked like an angel.
Are they sort of like, the vision where, sometimes solid, sometimes, you go right through them, or?
No, I grabbed them, and it must have been just a person.
Yes, okay, but it was just a person?
It was just a person, now that I think about it. Eating a snack pack in the woods, choking.
Oh, okay.
But I was high on mushrooms.
Sure.
And I squeezed the shit out of him.
Our Elvis impersonator is getting very excited when she hears she looked like an angel. He's like, is that my cue, baby?
Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is what you did. Yeah.
That is a bit. So you came up with that.
Yeah, you squeeze the shit out of them, and they spit out the handful of nuts, small cube of meat.
Mm-hmm. We've gone through all the variations.
Yes, you know what you can choke on.
Yes.
But yes, I'm very excited because chokings are up. Maneuver is back. The world is opening up.
Well, people weren't going out to restaurants. They were all like Pat and Meredith over here. They were all like at their homes where
eating very slowly at home.
Yes.
At a restaurant, you're talking, you choke on some meat.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
You're just scarfing stuff down. You're having fun with your friends. But with restaurants back, people are choking. At home, they never choke. Nobody giving a Heimlich at home.
No, absolutely
never
not. No.
Has never happened. Like what percentage of times have been at home, would you say?
Oh,
zero?
It's hard to get them documented because we have it on the record.
There aren't a lot of people. Once you choke and someone gives you the Heimlich, there needs to be a website where you log on and go, I got it here.
Exactly.
And like they do,
Heimlich
sort of
tracing.
Heimlich tracing. Exactly.
But you can usually in the news story.
And maybe there would be like you would look at some restaurants and go, wow, they have a lot of chokings. And you like figure out, they are having tiny cubes of meat everywhere.
Yes.
They take them off the menu and everything.
Handful of nuts.
Sure. Like a Zagat rating, but for choking.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, here's a hot spot. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Or theme restaurant for choking.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you like choking? Is that what I
love choking, but the maneuver is
it only works if someone's choking.
Exactly.
You like doing the maneuver.
I love the maneuver.
How often do you do this? Yes, we know the sneaking.
I have only done it one time to this woman in the woods, who I thought was an angel.
Well, you've only done it once?
It never happens around me. People are like, that's him.
And so they're always careful with what they're eating.
They chew for 15 seconds.
They're like, oh. Okay, I'm like, you're not going to get me today.
Right. Never. They're very aware of their mastication around me. So it's just a problem for me. I'm dying to see someone maybe choke.
You want
to
do it in real life.
Maneuver.
Yeah.
Yes. But, it's a really big year. I'm excited. The maneuver's out there.
It's back,
people
baby.
Back. It's the summer. The summer of the maneuver. Hot maneuver summer.
Is it hot Heimlich summer?
Hot Heimlich summer.
Wow. Are chokings up during the summer? Is that usually when
Yes.
Because food expands in the heat.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
It gets huge. You You eat the cheese, the little cube of cheese, and it's cold, and then bam, in your throat.
I mean, think of the state fairs and carnivals. That food is designed to choke people.
Oh, yes.
The corn dogs, the cotton candy, the way that would expand. Oh, my goodness.
The stickiest stuff in the world. It just gets trapped in there.
It's perfect place to go around. Yeah. I encourage you to learn the maneuver from a middle school teacher.
If we're adults and we don't know it, we have to go back to middle school just for that?
No.
Do we have to go the whole year?
But that's who knows it the best.
I just walk up to them on the street. Like, I don't think if I were to go to a middle school, I would be allowed in
there.
Yeah,
look for somebody who's very tired, underpaid.
Spending their own money on supplies.
Yes, exactly. Like, you must be part of the education system here in this country. Can you teach me the maneuver? They will teach you. And then you can go around.
But tip them well.
Absolutely tip.
Like $1 or $2 at least.
Yes, make it rain for the teacher. Sure. Make it rain.
But now, Henry, you're not here to talk about that.
No.
What are you here to talk about?
Well, you know, everybody is obsessed with the top 10 ways to die.
I don't know what the... Oh, I see.
Yeah, top 10 ways to die.
What are the... I don't know that everyone's obsessed about. Have you read about this, Pat and Meredith?
Tripping
is...
That's on the list.
Oh, tripping, really?
Yep.
The kind of tripping you were doing in the woods.
But when you walk on the street, it's that sidewalk that's just up. People trip over that and they die.
Oh, yeah.
The worst.
That's the number
tripping,
one.
Tripping, heart disease. They don't have a good buzz to them.
No, yeah.
Cancer.
Sure,
tough
stuff. Yeah.
We have enough people trying to cure the top 10, and these are all heroes, of course.
Of course.
But choking is number 5 for children under 5.
Okay. So all right. That's also tough stuff.
It's tough stuff. We don't want to talk about that, but it's very important. But for adults...
We don't want to talk about it, but it's very important.
It's very important, but we're not going to agree.
Let's not talk about
as
it.
As are pools for children under 5, but we're not talking about that.
Listen, please.
We're not going to talk about that.
Get back to whatever it is you're point with.
You can teach... There are these... Never mind. There's these classes for infants to learn how to float. It's unbelievable.
Okay, good.
Okay,
yes.
We don't want to talk about that. It's too sad.
But you can't teach someone not to choke, right?
No, but... Choking is 150 most common way to die for an adult.
Okay, 150. It's that low.
So yes, it's pretty low. So I was like, what do I do now that I've cured the choking issue?
Right.
What are other things I can focus on? So I'm starting to develop other things for 150 through however many we get through.
I guess I don't know what you mean. Are you talking? Oh, okay.
150 through 170 common ways to die.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, you've brought these with you. Okay.
Yes.
You're saying you have maneuvers to counteract these?
Maneuvers and classes and I'm not sure yet.
Where are you from, by the way? I think we talked about you're in southern Germany.
Southern Germany. Right. Uh-huh. So there's a little bit of a twang
in the German accent every once in a while. Tell you what, Henry. Then.
Yes.
Let's hype this. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back... Yes. We're going to go through as many as we can before we get tired of this.
Yes.
Is that what's going to happen?
And they're not ordered in funnies. So you take us out when you feel like it.
Okay, got it. All right, let's go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have more Henry Heimlich. We'll have more Patton Oswalt. We'll have more Meredith Salinger. More Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Woo!
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Patton Oswalt, Meredith Salinger of the Did You Get My Text podcast. Are you guys enjoying working together so much that you're going to start doing other projects together? You're going to start doing TV shows, movies together? Are you going to like start doing every other line of Patton stand-up? What is going on here?
I will now be on stage with him at every show.
Editing and no, you know,
everyone's like,
that,
get your wife off the fucking stage.
That's the title of your new album. Get your wife off the fucking stage.
Get your wife.
Hey, tell your wife, get the fuck out of here.
I would love to do stuff with her, TV, movies.
No.
We're good.
We're good.
You're good with the podcast.
Podcast is too much work already?
You know, it's a thing. It was really nice when we were doing Zoom, because when we sit next to each other to do it, he bounces his leg a little bit. I'm always like, stop it.
I got nervous.
Stop it. You're driving me crazy.
And I eat on mic a lot, which drives her nuts.
Okay.
He said that's a thing that people do in real life. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't do those things on the mic.
Be careful.
No, that is true. People do eat. Yeah, be careful.
You can choke.
Be careful.
That's the thing.
That is true.
Don't do it on Zoom. Oh, that would be a terrible thing to happen. Suddenly to watch your loved one die on Zoom.
Oh yes. And it's in perfect audio. Devastating.
There's a lag. Like, you 4K? Don't even know the time of death. Like, he either died at like 4:13. It could have been 4:14. It was really laggy. I'm not really sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Sucks.
We also have Henry Heimlich, who is the inventor of the Heimlich maneuver. And
Hello.
He has several other, we talked about it right before the break, but he has several cures for common maladies that wind up in fatalities.
Yes, there's
low on the list.
Low on the list fatalities. They're, 150 and above.
And above. So we're going 151, you know, 152 and up?
Yeah. We're going up. And, you know, these are like globally 3,000 to 5,000 people a year.
Okay.
Globally, so that's not that much.
That's not
but
that
yeah,
much.
If it were to happen to someone you knew, that would be terrible.
Yes, it's tragic and nobody's.
It only takes one.
Forgotten.
Like, I don't know 3,000 people. So if, 3,000 people die, who cares? But one of my good friends dies,
you'll be devastated.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah, it depends on how much you know this person.
All right. So what do we got?
We got falling on head off a ladder into a bucket. So
okay. Wait, that's 151?
Yes, that's 151.
Just under choking?
Just under choking.
I'm sorry. 3,000 people sounds like a high number
that's
for
high.
That very
but
it, specific.
But it's, honey, it's globally.
It's globally. It's global.
But wait, are there 3,000 buckets in the world?
Yes.
But think about it. Anytime you're getting on a ladder, usually a bucket at the foot of the ladder.
True.
Yeah, okay. And
some of these are written off as falling headfirst into bucket off of ladder.
Could be Dumbo kind of situation.
Yes, diving into the little bucket.
That's exactly what most of it happens.
We have to sturdy up these ladders, and we have to... Okay.
But what's your solution?
Yeah, what's the maneuver?
Oh, are you just saying what the deaths are with no solution?
No. I have solutions.
Oh, okay.
Clear solutions.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how to help you.
So what you want to do is you want to sneak up to somebody who's working on the side of their house. You want to sneak up to them.
And they're not falling yet.
They're not falling yet. And you want to be very quiet. So they're
don't
up there.
Them.
They probably have rag bag bag.
Bags
in their bucket. They're going to scrub the side of the house. And you stand there. And you wait for them to fall. And you catch them.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And that's the maneuver.
Okay.
That is the maneuver.
Before they hit the bucket.
Before they hit the bucket, they're coming down head first and you catch them.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
All right.
That's a possibility.
It seems like it would take a lot of time out of your day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, but if you're obsessed with saving people's lives like me, I'm so selfless, Scott, so I has to be on the lookout.
I understand, but I also don't even know how many times I've ever walked around my neighborhood and saw someone up on their roof, like maybe... Once a year?
Well, you have to be careful when this happens. Because if that's your friend you talked about up there, you would want to save them.
I guess. Right? Maybe more of a neighbor. Would I feel good if I saved a neighbor?
Yes, probably.
Unless it was the neighbor that cut the hedge between that neighbor.
Yes.
Maybe you don't want to save.
A troublesome neighbor, an annoying neighbor, stay away when they're on the left.
Okay, got it. Yes. What's 152?
Okay, motorcycle through a Chipotle storefront.
This is common.
Yes.
Like crashing through?
What would be the numbers on this?
3,000.
This is around 3,000.
So a little under 3,000, because we're getting 3,000. Down. We're
going
lower.
Down.
Yeah. 2997 maybe.
Yeah, this is mostly Arizona Chipotles.
Okay.
Wow. Now hang on. We just went from globally, which seemed like a high number to me, to a very specific area, which seems impossibly high.
Yes. Yeah. It's very surprisingly getting out of control.
Is that because of the number of Chipotles or motorcycles? Or a combination
or
of both?
Or people excited to get to Chipotle.
Well, yeah. I've looked around, and I do feel like it's a lot of these things, but it's mostly bikers leaving with hands full of burritos.
How many burritos are they carrying?
Yes, I don't know. They're maybe getting lunch for their coworkers. Yeah.
More than one. Is bad when you have a motorcycle. Because, like,
idea.
If you have one in each hand,
exactly.
And suddenly then you got to be on the handlebars, and it's like.
Yeah, you go to gas it up and you squeeze out the frijoles.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's really not good.
You spend a lot of time in Mexican restaurants. So what is your solution?
Okay, so you want to start out by being very quiet. Very quiet.
Easy to do with a motorcycle.
Very easy. So
Oh my God, yeah.
They have no idea what's going around. So you could actually be talking. You could be honestly loud.
Yeah.
And then you sneak up behind them and you grab the bags out of their hands and you go, give me this. Do not drive while you're holding that. Do not. that.
You have to say that exactly?
Yes. Wow.
You scold them and you hope they are mild mannered.
Right. Sure.
And then they.
How often are they mild mannered, though?
Half the time.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Because I'm just thinking a little further down the list, another cause of death would be grabbing Mexican food from bikers.
Yeah.
Another.
And what would be the solution to that?
Yeah.
Sneaking up behind yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a Back to the Future 2 situation.
You have to hope there's somebody in your life that's looking out for you. You really do. So that's
so that's 152. I wonder if we're tired of these yet.
Yeah. I think so, maybe.
Let's try one more.
Let's try one more. Yeah, yeah.
One more. Okay.
And now you're scrolling through trying to find a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Rogue shot put to the back.
Rogue shot put. Are these people who are at the Olympics or a sporting event?
So our near track and field event. Track and field is opening back up.
Sure, yeah.
So, and a lot of times the teenagers, they haven't quite got the spin around. And
oh,
the
yeah. Well, they've been in their houses for 14 months. They don't know how to do
that's
it.
Right,
that's
yeah.
It's a finicky move, the turn back, push, turn around, and launch.
This is going to rise up to at least 140,
I think. Oh, yeah, this is going to rock it up, actually, now that I think about it.
It's going to, it's really dangerous.
Unless you fix it.
Well,
that's true. Yeah, what's your fix?
There's a maneuver for this.
Is this, by the way, is this called the Heimlich? You can't call it the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, that's
because that then people will go give them the Heimlich maneuver and they'll think they're supposed to go squeeze the shit out of their stomach.
So we had the Heimlich remix last time. So this is a B-side.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have to start numbering them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually,
give them the Heimlich. You know, 48.
Heimlich 48. Yes, like Dave Matthews Band, and he would number his songs number 47.
I don't know this.
You love Dave Matthews.
So you like mariachi bands and Dave Matthews.
It's my two favorite, right up there.
Okay.
So yes.
What's
the
fix?
So what you want to do is, first off, cover your mouth.
Okay.
Cover your mouth.
Cover your mouth.
So you don't want to sneeze. You don't want.
Oh, you don't want to give away the.
If you have to sneeze, hold your nose. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Definitely don't try to be around any pepper.
No.
Or feathers.
Oh, no. No peppers, feathers. Get them out.
Right. Sure.
Get them out. And then this is going to be very difficult because they're spinning.
Sure. Yeah.
Gosh.
They're spinning, so they will see you. So you get up. You get close. You hit the ground. You hit the deck.
Okay, because usually they're eye level. They're looking up towards where they're going to shot put.
You hit the deck, and then you stand up and you go, give me that. Give me that ball.
But how do you know they're not going to be doing it right? Is this just anyone shot putting?
Well, it's if they're unwieldy.
Oh.
You can see, you can tell the shot putter, like, oh, that's going to be good and dead on.
Okay.
And also if they have inner ear issue.
Oh, okay. Are you interviewing them beforehand?
You have to do a little bit of
undercover work
with their coach
or something.
HIPAA laws. You're gonna sneak into their pediatrician.
Check their medical files. Yes. Yeah. Check their ENTs.
Yeah, you break into the pediatrician office late at night and you look for people with inner ear issues.
Okay.
Then you
find out a lot of work, Henry.
I'm obsessed with saving lives.
How many lives have you saved, other than that one person?
None.
In the woods?
I have not saved any.
But you have such great branding. You can retire on this. Why? You don't need all these.
Well, I'm chasing after the high of the original maneuver.
You don't need these less and less funny maneuvers.
It also seems like you're hyper aware of these situations. How many of these situations have you spotted? Or is this all just you?
In your head.
Imagining. Are these all hypotheticals in your head? Or have you encountered any of these in real life?
Okay, you're right. There's me spinning out at night. They're hypothetical spin outs.
Do you have any friends or any acquaintances?
No.
It's just you at home.
It's just me. I'm spinning out at night.
This is
thinking about a fish eating someone at the beach.
Wait, thanks for checking with your list, by the way. This is the way to get them in as tags. I like it.
Yes, yes. Just little tags, quick.
And then I got it. Sneak up behind the fish. I get it. Yeah.
Yes, you get it.
Sneak up behind.
This is no good, Henry. Look, you retire at this point. You're famous.
Well, I only get recognition when I write stand-up for Dave Coulier.
Oh, that was a big part of his last appearance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He writes.
Wow.
You write Christian stand-up for... Look, I'm far more interested in this aspect of your personality.
Are.
I'd love to hear some of your new bits.
Does Dave give you credit? Does he give you a shout-out? out, or is it just all anonymous?
It's mostly anonymous ghostwriting, but that. I am at the events, and occasionally I will be like, excuse me, I actually...
To a person next to
you? No, to a person in the audience filing out. I'll be like, I actually wrote the two thieves joke.
Two thieves joke? I want to hear that one.
Oh, yeah. That sounds wonderful.
That's about the two thieves next
to
Jesus
on
the cross?
Two thieves on either side of Jesus.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really not a punchline.
It's more of a setup?
It's more of a... I mean, come on. You think these thieves, they were like, can somebody just cut my hands off? I have to get crucified?
Here's how to fix this. End it with this.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know that Coulier would do that.
Oh, no, right. He would. It's Christian comedy.
Yeah. So, but sometimes, you know, the jokes don't go that well, the Christian comedian stand up jokes.
So you have some new material, though?
No.
Why did you bring it up?
I don't know, actually.
Now you're looking
stuff.
At your list of other things, of ways to die.
Well, you know, Jesus, he feeds 10,000 people the one time.
With the fishes and the
what loaves. What is he? My family after I invented the Heimlich maneuver? He can't say that.
No.
Because he's not me.
He does, yeah. But, so but he would in say, Dave Coulier, he'd say, what are you, my family after...
After the...
The show premiered?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, there's...
Yeah, it's not a one-to-one, but...
It's not a one-to-one, but we workshop stuff. We go to Sunday schools. He'll do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Henry Heimlich, everyone. We need to get to our next guest. She is a spokesperson. This is interesting. She's never been on the show before. I don't know that I've ever had a spokesperson on. Are any of you guys spokespeople for anything? Obviously, you
well,
are.
Well, we do podcasts, and now we're spokes.
Yeah, you have to do ads for. That's not technically spokesperson.
Oh, that's true.
Work.
No,
that's,
we're not. I wouldn't say we're spokespeople.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are people who have spoken.
Have spoken.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that regard, yes.
Yeah.
She is the spokesperson for a major company. This is exciting to talk to her. I've never spoken to her. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Lil Debbie.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
Oh, my. What a voice on you, Lil Debbie.
I know a lot of people think that since my name is Little Debbie, I gotta be a little person, but I'm not. I'm big.
You are so big. My God, look at you. How tall are you?
Oh, 3 stories.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're just peeking down through that hole in the roof that we...
I punched it in.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Thanks for letting me destroy a roof. Not a lot of people let me do that. I'm very excited to be here.
It's very, because I'm so used to Little Debbie, that little drawing. Just picture this little munchkin, and now...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is crazy to see you this big. Yeah,
We originally pitched it to be called... Big Debbie, but nobody liked that. They said Little Debbie sounds more fun to eat or whatever. So
So you were big when you first got the job as being the spokesperson for Little Debbie Cakes, or?
Well, it's my family's business.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
your parents or?
Yeah, my dad. I killed my mom in childbirth.
Oh, not intentionally.
I just I ripped her in half coming out.
Oh, yes, this happens.
Yeah, what would be your save for this?
Yeah, what would be your save for this?
Oh, well, yeah.
You have to make sure you terminate the pregnancy.
Whoa, wait. No. That's not fitting the formula of your previous.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I was just being honest there as a thoracic surgeon.
Sure. Understood.
Would you sneak up on the pregnant woman to
yes,
do it?
Yes, you have to be very quiet.
Very quiet.
I don't think this is legal.
No.
Yeah, I know. It is not.
Yeah, do you sneak up on them and then shove them down some stairs or put them on a horse or something? What do you do?
This is grim. Whoa. My gosh.
What do you do?
So, Lil Debbie, you didn't intentionally kill your mother, but your father started this snack cake company, is that right, and didn't have a name for it?
That's right, and he would try all of his, little cooking on me, and I would tell him if I liked it or not, so he was like, well, I gotta name it after my Big Debbie. And I was like, thank you, Daddy. And then we took it on the run, and then they were like, name it Little Debbie, because Big Debbie, you're scaring us. But
is your father a big guy?
he was actually 4'11".
Oh, okay, so that's quite a contrast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, sorry, I put him in my pocket.
When you said you took it on the road, you went out and like gave people samples of the different foods, or
yes, yeah, because this was a long time ago. I'm 99 years old.
Wow,
is that why your voice is the way it is, or is it because of how big you are?
It's because I'm 99.
Oh, okay.
The older I get, the more the more like, I don't know, Tasmanian devil I sound. So
yeah, it's a little similar.
Yeah.
So you're 99, the Barbara Eden.
Yes, yes. And we would
not Barbara Eden. Who am I thinking of? Barbara Felden? No, what was her name? And Get Smart.
It was Barbara Felden.
Barbara Felden.
Yes,
that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh yeah.
I looked at the one guy who possibly would know this.
Yeah, he turned right to me. Let's talk to the pasty shut-in who watches too much television.
So we would go around the country and pitch, you know, our oatmeal
like
cream
coast
pies.
To coast, or are you staying in the South mainly? Or are you going, you know, or the northern states? Maine?
We went I've been to
every state.
A couple of times.
But, whoa, that's 100 states.
But how would you travel? Could you fit on a train or a
yeah?
Plane I would just surf on a train.
Oh, you'd
and I would jump over bridges. And
did you ever see Natty Gann in your years on those trains?
Loved it.
I don't mean the movie. I mean on the trains that you were surfing on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember
in the 30s.
In the 30s, you were 12 years old or something.
Yeah, I was 12 years old in the 30s. And so. So then we would travel around and give people Swiss rolls, cupcakes, Nutty Buddies, mm-hmm. Zebra cakes, cosmic brownies, but they're not what you think they are. They don't have drugs in them. They just have funny little pink.
Henry got very excited there. Yeah. He thought he was going to save another life.
I think that's maybe what I need, a little drugs again.
Well, here's something fun.
Yeah.
You want to know something fun?
I would love to.
So a lot of our snacks cause children to choke.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Little Debbie.
Especially our brownies, because they're pretty thick.
Yeah.
Like, they're thick and intense, and they really get in your throat.
Yeah, you need a beverage for sure.
You got to have some milk. If you don't have milk, then God rest your soul.
I don't think that sentence has ever been said before. I love it when we finally hit on one.
Feels like that was an early slogan that got workshopped out of the, you don't want to put that on the
Little Debbie, right, if you don't have some milk, God rest your soul.
Right. And then World War II happened and milk was not as easily available, so they got rid of it. But I was wondering, I have some new products I would like to
do. Oh, you have a list too.
Do a little marketing.
Are these ranked in order of funniness?
Oh, dear God, no. No. No, you
maybe
might.
Maybe we could switch off. Maybe Little Debbie, you could do a product and then you could do a way to die.
Yeah, I need another shot.
Okay. Tell you what, we need to take a break. That's what we're going to do. When we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to have a product/death-off between Little Debbie and Henry Heimlich. This is exciting. We will be right back. We'll have more Patton Oswalt, more Meredith Salinger, more Henry Heimlich, and Little Debbie will be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Patton Oswalt and Meredith Salinger of the Did You Get My Text podcast and of the Natty Gann movie we've been talking about a lot.
You know, I do have other credits.
You really have Dream a Little Dream, which I saw the Arcadia? No, it was an A town, but at the Six there in 1989. Wow. And what other credits do you have? I remember those, but then you went to Harvard. Oh, no, you had the dude, River Phoenix movie, right?
Oh, yeah, A Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon with River Phoenix and Matthew Perry. That was his first thing he ever did, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, really?
Yep. Yep.
Look how far he's come.
And, yeah, that. But those were all before I went off to college.
That's right. And then you, now, why did you film that?
Why did I what?
Why didn't you film that when you went
going
off
to college?
That would have been a good movie.
It would have been a good movie.
Nettie Gann goes to college. Like, what happened to her? You know what I mean? There should be another movie. Like, it's set, it's like Indiana Jones. They keep making these.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like, how long ago was Nettie Gann for you in real time?
I was 14 when we did that.
You were 14, so.
And I'm like 30 now. So
yeah,
that's
like, so it's like 16 years later. She's in the 40s. World War II is just ending.
Yeah.
We think she'll be an activist. Like,
maybe she's the person who gets kissed by that sailor.
That, you know what? That was her.
Oh, wow. What if there was, Nettie Gann was exactly. in Times Square.
She was bending over, and so her hat fell off.
So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hat flew off.
Yeah.
Guy kissed her.
But why not do, like, Nettie Gann movies, like, every, you know, every 5 years or whatever?
We
just
should.
See what she's up to. I mean, how many journeys, you know, she probably
There's
went
so
on one every
journeys.
5 years,
you can
right?
go on a ton of journeys, man.
I go on vacations, like, once every couple
Make
of years.
Make it like a Fast and Furious, but with trains.
Yes!
Two Nat, two Gaddy.
Two trains. You'd have to do a prequel movie where they lay down the tracks next to the other tracks so they can race each other. But
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And Thomas the train engine
exactly.
comes by. And then the little engine
be
that
awesome.
Could just comes down too.
This is good. Pitch this. I of course, I want to be involved. I want to do no work, but I want to be executive producer.
Yeah. Okay. Just get my name on it.
Yeah.
Just
let me know
my,
when it's done.
Yeah. I'll see you at the Oscars. Should we carpool or what do we do?
We could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I went off to Harvard and then... came back, and then that's like things were different before college. It was like if you're in a movie, you're only in a movie. Like you couldn't do
TV and
it
movies
wasn't
back
like,
then.
If you were a TV star, you did TV, and if you were a movie star, you did movies. But then I went to college, and you came back, and everyone was like, people are starting to do TV if you're a movie star. So then I did all these pilots that, of course, never went. So it was like me and Steve Carell starring in a show called HUD.
Called what? CUD?
HUD, H-U-D.
Like, H-U-D. Was this based on the Housing and Urban Development? Really?
It was. But it was an undercover organization. It was like Get Smart.
Oh, so Barbara Feldon. I know that reference, of course, off the top of my head.
Exactly. So I was like Agent 99, and he was like Get Smart, and if you are lucky enough to find the pilot somewhere, it's very
Have you
fun.
Buried them across the U.S. somewhere so that
I
we can go
like,
find these?
Remember we would go to conventions, and there were those tables of just videotapes of pilots
that
you could just get. You could literally buy any pilot. They were all there.
And nowadays, maybe they're on YouTube.
I think that there should be a network or like a show called, you know, The Pilots, and then all the pilots that never got picked up.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is a good idea, but everyone's going to think it's about Sully.
If only he had landed.
Tuning
in,
damn it.
Checking it out, and then it's like, what the hell? Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of getting the fuck out of here, these guys are getting the fuck in here with an exciting competition here. We have we have Henry Heimlich, who before it ran out of steam, we were kind of going on, we were doing like deaths, but you have plenty more.
I have plenty more that are equally as funny.
Very good. We also have Little Debbie, who's a spokesperson, who has a lot of what were these? These were desserts?
These are new products that we're going to try out.
Okay, so do we do these? Is this battle style where at the end of Little Debbie, you go first and then Henry goes and then we decide which one wins and then whoever gets to, I don't know.
I don't know the rules of this
competition.
I mean,
you're kind of making us do this, so whatever you want to do, I'm
Why don't we do this? Yeah, whoever gets to three first wins.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's going to start, so won't
No, but
she?
But we judge at the, once
but
she,
I might not win.
She goes, then you go, and then Pat and Meredith and I will judge.
Got you.
We'll each have a vote, and because there's three of us, it'll never be a tie. And I will vote on who wins. Okay. Whoever gets the three first wins. Okay,
great.
Here we go.
Okay. So this is a product. Would you eat this?
Pretty much yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Big old floppy cherry pie. Would you eat that?
Wait a second.
Would you eat that?
Wait, when you say big old floppy cherry pie,
yeah,
is it's the whole round pie or a slice of it?
Yeah, that's good.
Or is it like a sliver that's floppy, like yeah. a
And what makes it floppy?
Yeah, and how old?
We know it'll be big.
I'm just totally curious if you would just eat it, okay? Oh. But it is kind of a little slice because we got to be able to sell 12 in a box. Mm. So it's a slice, and it's extra sloppy because it is just covered in cherry juice.
Just no cherries?
Right.
Oh, so it's pretty watery.
Okay.
Should I change the name to Big Old Floppy Watery Cherry Pie? Maybe. That's a good note. Yes. Thank you, Heimlich. Yes.
All right, so that was good.
Okay.
All right, that was good. Now we go over to Heimlich, who's going to do a...
Okay. So this is 161, shot by bullets fired in celebration.
This is coming up,
that's true. Fourth of July, it's a big problem
yes,
in L.A.
Yes, there's people, they're excited.
What goes up must come down, as the Billboard said in L.A. for
pow, them. Pow, pow.
Oh, yeah. So what is
my sister graduated, pow, pow, pow.
Quinceañera with a mariachi band.
Yes, quinceañera, yeah. Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. It was...
There's a new season of Succession.
Yes, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
The Equalizer is on.
Just on. Not even a new season.
Just there's an episode
it's on.
Someone likes
Queen
Latifah, someone likes their Me TV.
Right. Okay, so what's your fix? Sneaking up behind the bullets themselves, or...
So this one is tough. You have to go and be like, you don't like this. You don't like the Equalizer.
You have to convince them that they don't want to celebrate?
Yes. You have to be very...
Oh, you make them hate the thing.
Exactly. Like,
wow.
You're not excited that this...
Oh, okay.
You're not excited that you have a pool.
Mm. Interesting. All right, so you're done, right? All right,
I'm petering out, but I might find something. No, I'm done.
Okay. All right, let's vote on this one. We'll go to Patton Oswalt first. And what are we voting on? Just how much we like it, or it's funniness?
Would you eat it?
Yeah, would you eat it versus a death?
Well, no, we're not voting on whether we would eat
I got to say, the phrase...
The
big old floppy cherry pie did make me laugh with delight.
So we're going a Little Debbie here.
Okay. Yes. I'm giving that one to Little Debbie.
All right, Meredith.
I agree. And just the idea of cherry pie made me really hungry. Well, whether it's floppy or not, I'll eat it.
By the way, Meredith has a condition that I have named called Manchurian Candidate, where if she sees a food item, she will immediately, and I'm not exaggerating this, our daughter came in one morning wearing pajamas with drawings of donuts on them, and then we went downstairs, I made our daughter breakfast, and I drove her to school, and on the way to school, I get this text from Meredith going, you need to pick up donuts on the way home, because I looked at her.
You're very suggestible.
I mean, beyond suggestible.
I was watching Dateline, and it was like...
What do they eat on that show?
Well, it was like, we knew he wasn't the murderer because the milkshake had melted by this. And then I was like, I need a McDonald's milkshake.
Now it's working on me.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you don't see the murder and go, I need to go kill someone.
Yeah, really, it's better. It's better. Yeah.
It's way better.
It's better.
Way better.
All right, well, I was going to vote for Henry, but I would have been outvoted.
Thank
so
I needed
so
it.
So this one goes to Little Debbie.
Yeah, Little Debbie.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
You'll see it in stores soon.
So you need 3 to win. So let's go over to Henry. What's your next one?
Okay. Helicopter crash. Hold on. No, I think
no
I read that wrong. Did I say helicopter crash?
You
I
did.
Meant to say your pet shoots you with your own gun. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So this is simple. No more pets.
Really?
More pets. Even no more guns.
Yeah,
I mean, we've had this debate.
It's
You're
a
not
second.
Get rid of
pets
them.
Are not in the Constitution.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
There's no National Pet Association.
There's,
you know,
they don't call they it don't the have... second appetment.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you.
So there it is. Yeah.
All right, so just no more pets.
No more pets.
Solution.
It's easy.
All right, great. Well, let's go over to Little Debbie.
Okay. Be honest. Would you eat this? A nasty, nutty zebra mud log. Be honest. Would you eat it?
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait. Again, like with the pie, I have a question. You have a nutty zebra log. What makes it nasty? Why is the word nasty in there?
Because that's what the kids say for cool stuff. Ooh, that's nasty.
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It also might be covered in my hair.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We'll see.
So that means the kids like how I smell. They call me nasty all the time.
All right, let's vote. Meredith, well, let's go to you first. Well, how do you want to vote on
You know, the mud log. Well, no. I'm not choosing that.
Yeah, come
but
on.
You want to eat it now? Is that what
Well, I wanted to till she said it was that nasty hair. Meant covered in hair. So I think I'm going to go with.
We're going with Henry?
We're going to go with Henry.
Okay.
Whoa. I mean, log does sound very appetizing.
Patton, how are we voting here?
I got to say, I mean, look, again, very, very funny, but we do have to protect our gun owners. They're our greatest
Thank
resource.
You. Thank you.
And if it means banning pets, then we need to step up finally as a country.
Thank you. So you're going with Henry.
I got to go with
Lil Debbie, I was going to vote for you, but unfortunately I was voted out.
Right.
You tied.
You always get off with not having to choose.
Wait a
you're
second.
Always the good guy.
Wow, we really align, baby. Like, we have the same sort
Thank
of
Thank you
like,
so much. Oh, you're talking to Patton. All right, let's go to Lil Debbie here with her next one.
Okay, be honest. Please be honest.
We have been.
Would you eat a Debbie Dookie?
Oh my goodness.
Now I know what you're thinking. Dookie like poop. No, it's
is
not.
Is this something the kids say?
A dookie is like a combo between a cookie and a brownie and a cake.
Oh. Do they say things like, that dookie is nasty?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they do.
So that's a good thing the kids like. They like when I take a poop.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
But would you eat it?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so when they go, Debbie dropped a nasty dookie there, complimenting a delightful treat.
That was just released.
Good. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Combo brownie cookie cake.
Right.
Yeah, which parts
so
of...
So crunchy
which...
like a cookie.
Okay. I don't want my cakes to be crunchy, though.
But it's a dookie. It's not a cake.
Sorry.
Okay, it's so not what, a brownie and so it's not a cookie.
Crunchy. All I know is that on the way home, we're going to need to stop and get Meredith cookies.
And cakes. All right. Henry, you want to go with yours?
Yes. D-list celebrity vehicular manslaughter.
Okay. Oof.
So I think what we need to do is pump new life into these celebrities' careers.
Oh.
So they're not drinking and driving. They're not on the outs.
Or maybe it gets bumped up to A-list celebrity vehicular manslaughter.
At least people go, I was killed by an A-list celebrity.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like that. Yeah. Like, families won't be as upset.
Of course.
Didn't Clark you Gable would let... kill someone in the 30s drunk driving?
Yeah, I think he ran over his own chauffeur, didn't he? No, that was Keith Moon.
Oh.
I would let Angelina Jolie.
They did throw Mama from the train with their... they swapped.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No. I mean, because we would all let Angelina Jolie slowly back over us.
Of course.
Oh, for sure.
So I think if we just pump life...
So we have to, produce projects to make their careers better?
Yeah, you say like, hey, drummer for Maroon 5, you want to be in this pilot?
Okay.
And then we'll get them on TV.
Okay.
And they'll be
famous
and then they won't this go out and hit somebody with their car.
Okay, very good. Let's vote. Patton, how are you voting on this one?
I mean, I'm just saying for the common good to put more, to lessen the tragedy of people being run over, I say, let's get these D-list celebrities.
I think you have some skin in this game, though, too, because you're trying to boost your own career.
If anything, that would actually help me. So
when the D goes up to a B, then the B goes up to an A.
Exactly.
And so thank you.
It's kind of like
it all rises.
Everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Rising tide lifts all boats.
So you're voting with Henry. Meredith, how are you voting here?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
truly is.
The log over Debbie Dookie.
Sophie's choice here.
It is.
Which, by the way, is another way to die, which is pretty low on the list, I think.
It's
not
very
being chosen
low.
By Sophie?
Yes.
Specifically Sophie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would go with Henry.
Go with Henry, too!
Oh, my God!
Lil Debbie, I was going to vote for you.
Oh, no, of course.
Come on.
Always the hero in the voting.
Come on.
All right, Henry, you have two. If you get one more, you win. We're starting with you. Don't peter out like you have been.
I have to start.
You're starting now.
I thought that was the final one. Okay. Too much computer.
How do you fix that?
So this is pretty difficult. I think we need to get, you know.
you're thinking of this as you're talking.
Yeah.
I am. You know what? I want to change.
This Come is on. Unprecedented. This has never happened in a new snack versus murder.
Well, she's going to get to change, too, if she wants to.
But she hasn't even gone yet.
That's true. All right. Eaten by a murder of crows.
Oh, okay. I love that. That's so good. How many deaths a year?
This is about 5,000.
It's weird how it's all around the same. So driving through a Chipotle on a motorcycle and eaten by a murder crow, same amount of people.
Chipotle was around 3.
It was around three. Whoa, so this is even worse.
How many crows? Same crows, or is this like
a family, like a close family?
I know, but in each of these deaths, is it the same crows doing each
it's
one?
It's the same guys. It's the same guys.
Oh, it's a crime guys. Family. It's a yes. family. Wow.
One time I had a murder of crows live in my hair.
One time they're there.
Yeah, this is the time. This is the first time it happened. Be careful.
Okay, and what's the fix?
So you have to get rid of these scary animals and this no creepy animals. Crows, bears,
slower fish
fish with the beak, you know.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Little Debbie, I think you got this one in the bag.
Damn it.
Whatever you say. Yeah. And by the way, you can take it over if you don't feel like it's going well.
Great. Okay, I'm ready. Stinky peanut butter toilet bars. Would you eat those, to be honest?
All right, let's vote. Meredith?
I say get rid of the murder of crows.
Interesting.
I have to disagree. Taking away the opportunity to be eaten by a murder, that is a glorious death, and I do not want that possibility taken out of life. I've got to go with little, without even asking why the word toilet is in there and why the word stinky is in there, I'm giving that to Little Debbie.
Oh, wow.
Now we're forcing Scott to make a decision.
Wow, this is the first time it's Scott's a tiebreaker.
It's a tie.
Oh, for the love of God.
I vote for both of you.
Yay!
Give me a hug. I'm hugging her toe.
Oh, sorry.
The maneuver.
Someone do the maneuver on him. Oh, yeah. I don't know how. I haven't talked to an elementary school teacher today.
I'll do it. I'll put him in my mouth.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yikes.
She's choking on him.
That's nasty.
Oh my God. Meredith's right. She's choking on Henry Heimlich. What do we do?
You do the maneuver on her.
No one knows how to do it.
She's too big.
Who taught middle school?
I can't sneak up on her. She can see me from down here.
No.
Here, I'm going to run as hard as I can into her stomach.
Let's do it.
He's back. Wow.
I'm alive.
Oh my God.
You did the maneuver.
I did it. And you were here to see it, Henry.
That was glorious.
Oh my God. This has never happened before on the show.
So the sneak, it doesn't even have to really be part of it.
No.
It's wow. You learned something today.
Wow.
Amazing. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. It's 2.5 to 1.5, so no one got to 3, so there is no winner, unfortunately.
Nicely done, Scott.
But you know, you won because I saved your life, and you get to live to fight another day and come up with another maneuver.
Yes, thank you, Scott. I am forever indebted to you.
Yeah, I mean, usually in a choking situation, two people don't die, and that's what would have happened here. You would have died, Little Debbie. You would have died, Henry. Yeah,
that's true. Whoa. You saved two lives.
Two lives.
Lives.
I'm kind of a hero.
Do you choke on a lot of people? I need to add this to my list.
Well, you know, sometimes if they're hang gliding and I'm screaming, they'll fly right in.
Sometimes how many? A year.
Well, I don't know.
It's happening right now, sometimes. Well, let me give it again.
Oh, they're flying again.
Amazing. Well, guys, this is such an exciting show.
This was really exciting.
Usually people die on the show. I don't save lives, but this is incredible. But we are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is a little something called plugs.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Very nice. That was Plugungulus by Eat Your Greens. Okay, well, we had Stop Eating Bees earlier in the show. Now Eat Your Greens. A lot of nutritional advice here on the show. Guys, what are we plugging? Pat and Meredith, you can plug your podcast collectively, but also plug individual products. I don't know if you have products, but also projects individually.
Well, our podcast, Did You Get My Text, is now streaming. My show MODOK is currently streaming on Hulu.
Hey, I heard someone's in that show who's really cute.
Oh yeah, Meredith plays a horrifying publicist.
And this is the mechanism only designed
only
for
organism
killing.
Diet designed only for killing.
That's right. Yes.
Also, a series that I narrated for Netflix, Penguin Town.
Penguin
will
Town
be premiering soon, and also my fall tour is now, all tickets are on sale. You can go to patnoswalt.com and pick all those up. Am I leaving anything out? I think that's it.
Any movies coming out?
No, not that I can see.
Just filmed one.
The cinema's coming back, though. Don't worry.
He just finished filming one 2 days ago. I start filming one this week.
Whoa. When's that coming out?
Well, we start filming this week.
So next month.
Yeah.
Is it a Natty Gan?
It is Natty Gan 4.
Yes! 4! You're skipping over 2 and 3?
Well, the 2 and 3 they were pilots that didn't get picked up.
Oh, right.
They only came out in Croatia.
They came out.
Yeah.
But no one saw them.
Okay.
Bummer.
So
and this is exciting.
And then, yeah, we have I have two shows in production right now, an animated show and a sitcom, which are in the midst of development. And
okay.
Yeah.
We'll look
so
for
it's hard
those.
To plug things that aren't out yet.
Yeah, but hey, we take all comers here and all pluggers, and we appreciate any plugs you bring to the table.
Vague plugs are good.
Exactly.
Can I also plug one more thing?
Of course, this is the segment that we plug things in. This is where we do it.
I am thinking of writing a screenplay in a few months.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right, wonderful.
Okay, cool.
I love all plugs. Any plugs
any
anyone
plugs
has.
So, like, you could plug things you work on. Like,
I love it. This is where we do it. This is the plug segment.
There you go.
I mean, like, for example, I'm on the leadership council of this amazing... amazing political pack called Vote Mama, and it helps get Democratic women elected to office, and it mentors them and coaches them, and we need more moms in office.
Is this where people vote for the lead character of Big Mama's House?
Exactly.
Okay.
And Little Debbie, yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Speaking of Little Debbie, what do you have to plug? Anything?
Oh, yeah. There's a really great movie out now that you can rent on iTunes or Amazon or wherever you get movies. It's also going to come to HBO soon. It's called Golden Arm.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Check it out. Yeah.
This is, it's like, pardon the pun, but it's a two-hander between this great actress, Bessie Sidaro, and another great actress, Mary Holland.
Mary Holland. I'm a big fan of Mary Holland. Betsy's all right. She's got a wild voice. And then another thing with Betsy Sidaro on it is Duncanville on Fox every Monday at 9:30. Check it out.
Two great plugs. See, this is how we do it. I open up the plug bag. People plug their things. This is textbook plugging.
There you go.
Henry, don't fuck it up. What do you
got? Okay, so you can... I do podcasts with my friends at biggrandewebsite.com. And you can also... I watched season one of the other two on HBO Max.
Yeah, just traveled over to HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max now.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And then is there another season coming?
Second season is coming soon.
Oh, good.
Maybe later in the summer.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe you should come back around then.
I should.
Or someone different.
Yeah, yeah, maybe somebody else. Okay.
I want to plug my other podcast, Threedom. That is Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and myself. And it's just us sitting around talking, and we'll play games, and it's a lot of fun.
One of the best podcasts.
Thank you so much. That comes out on Thursdays.
I love that. Sorry.
We're going to share one of the heads on Mount Podmore, I think. Oh, I get my own singular one for this show, and then we share another one.
Well, they're going to you'll add them to your fate, like little neck boils.
Sure.
Like,
yeah. They are the little neck boils to my head. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little eye mist. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the puppet.
Oh my gosh, the looks of confusion on our guest faces.
Wow.
That song was nasty.
It's like a nasty dookie.
Yeah.
Thank you to DJ Bedbugs. That was Plug, the Logical song, the remix of the of our Plugs theme. And boy, the remixes have been great. Thank you so much for all of those. That was a really good one. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Pat and Meredith, so good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
May your texting relationship continue and never end and never falter.
No.
And may you be blessed with a wonderful podcast that lasts and as long as you want to podcast.
Meredith, we just got anointed by one of the heads on Mount Podmore.
Maybe one day we could have our heads on Mount.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because we're good. Mm-hmm. We're fine. We're going to be okay.
You're going to see a huge uptick in the numbers this week, I do believe. Little Debbie, what can one say? Always great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for bending over this entire time.
It's gonna hurt getting back up, but this is great.
Yep. And oh God!
No!
Oh, she just straightened back up. Henry,
yes.
So good to see you.
So always good to see you, Scott.
So wonderful to see you.
Nice.
You're one of my favorite guests.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to see you in the flesh.
That's a weird thing to say. What do you mean?
That's nice in the flesh.
No, but I mean in the flesh, as opposed to when you're seeing me not in the flesh.
Zoom.
Oh, I understand.
Yes.
Did we do a Zoom show together?
Just once. Yes.
Great. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.